views and commentaries are for entertainment only. The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at KFARradio.com. This is a show Problem Corner. If you have a call for my guests, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. And I already have a phone call, so before I introduce the guest, I'm going to take the phone call and see what this is about. Good morning. You're on Problem Corner, and your name is?
Problem Corner, I thought this was Tradio.
This is not Tradio. We don't do that anymore. Hasn't been on the air in 10 years. What do you got planned for the weekend?
I'm an old school. Sorry about that.
That's okay. You have a great weekend. Bye. Fairbanks, we do get a few Tradio things, and that was, my goodness, maybe 15 years ago. Anyway, let's, coming back to our show, Althea St. Martin, it's our annual show with you.
Yes, it is.
It is the Hospice Plant Sale, which is?
Next Saturday, as in tomorrow, May 27th.
From what time?
It starts at 9 o'clock, and it's almost a shotgun start. The gates open, and the crowds flood in. So it goes usually from 9 to 2.
The address?
And the address is 2000 Turner Street. So we're right at the intersection of 20th Avenue and Turner Avenue.
And you're going to have available for everyone everything?
Absolutely everything. I mean everything. I think it's ironic that we're on Problem Corner because this year really started out with a major problem.
That's what I heard.
Our furnace failed, and we came in Sunday morning, and it was 19 degrees, and we lost just about all of our plants.
Oh, boy.
2 minutes later, I said, we've got a problem because we're going to ask the community to help us out. And our problem is we have so much wonderful stuff at our sale this year that we're just busting out of the seams in three greenhouses. So it was truly amazing to see the number of people that responded to our request for help.
I remember walking through it last year, and it literally, I took 45 minutes just to see what you had. And then I went back for another 30 minutes to really find out what you really had that I missed the first time. Because you're very diligent in everything that you put out there. So you just can't say, okay, I'm looking for this, because you might see three other things that you really want. You have to be really diligent. And I learned that.
Absolutely. And if you see something that you like, you have to grab it right away, because 2 minutes later, it might not be there.
First come, first serve.
You got it. You got it.
Now, you brought in three wonderful people from hospice here. We have Nikki Curtis. Hello, Nikki.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
And we have Sarah Mills. Sarah, how you doing?
I'm good.
What was that, Sarah?
I'm good.
There was an accent in there.
North Pole.
That is an accent out there. And then we have Leah Hill. How you doing, Leah?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing well. Now, Nikki, you're the nursing director of hospice.
Yes.
That's a big responsibility.
It is. It's a responsibility, but I partner with Sarah here, and we have wonderful employees who absolutely love what they do. It really, you have to have a hospice heart to do this kind of work, and so it's a pleasure to work with everyone at hospice.
Let's go back to the basics. What does hospice do?
So we provide care to patients at end of life in their home, or wherever that may be. So that could be a friend's home, it could be an assisted living, but the basic gist is end of life care.
At their place of convenience where they want to pass.
Correct.
You've done that to a few very close friends of mine, and it's just, you never want to see hospice per se, but then You don't want to be without hospice.
Exactly. It is. I think it's difficult for some people to come to the decision to go with hospice, but the support that the team provides, it is truly an interdisciplinary team mm-hmm. with nurses, doctors, social workers, nurses' aides, chaplain, volunteers to provide just amazing support in that time.
Light remodeling of a property.
Well, yeah, so that's...
you do everything.
You're kind of connecting us to the plant sale now.
Yeah, you do everything, yeah.
Yeah.
And the plant sale does what, Althea?
Well, the plant sale, the funds that go from the plant sale go into an unrestricted fund. That means that if there's a need and it can't be covered by medical or they can't cover it, this is available to them. So a lot of times we do the funeral or we buy the tickets to get the family up here for a final goodbye or to get the family back to the village, say, if their dependent has passed away here in town. We also build ramps. We put in windows. There's so many things that are not covered, and this fund is available for those.
Now, your plant sale tomorrow, you have what I call the necessities, which are the herbs that I love. Then you have the unnecessities, which is all the other stuff. But people like all the other stuff.
Yes.
So what sort of other stuff are you going to have there?
Well, I think that we're getting known for our tomato selection. Usually,
other stuff.
Usually we have a lot of tomatoes. This year we have 115 different kinds of tomatoes because that's kind of a sampling of what you're going to see at the fair or at the sale this year because
wow.
Everybody brought in their favorites.
Yeah.
So now this isn't going to be just the standard tomatoes. This is going to be, I really like the one that turns blue and red and orange. I like the cherry tomato that gets 8 foot tall. I like this one. I like a meaty tomato. I like a Roma tomato. We have everybody's favorite flowers. We have everybody's favorite cabbage. We have everybody's favorite strawberries. We have everybody's favorite perennials. This is the sale of favorites.
You know, you're absolutely right. You know, you brought into me today, as you always do, my French tarragon. Finding French tarragon in town here in a planted stage is impossible. It just doesn't exist out there. And like you said, there's something for everyone. That's mine. But like you said, 115 different types of tomatoes?
Yep. Some people are saying, I didn't know there were that many kinds, and we had to kind of narrow it down to only 115.
I can't wait to see how many types of basil you got, man. I'm getting excited.
Oh, yeah.
And
there's
oregano.
There's about six different kinds of basil. We have all sorts of cabbages, all sorts of vegetables, and we really go heavy on the food type of plants because anything that's left over at the sale goes out to the community gardens, the food bank gardens, the stone soup gardens. So every leaf gets used in one form or another. So there's just so many benefits to the sale. It's wonderful.
Wow. Now, Leah Hill, you're the volunteer coordinator.
That's right.
How many volunteers are associated at, you know, say, over the course of the year with your group, hospice?
We have about 30 currently in our volunteer program, and the volunteers are all over the place. The hospice plant sale, for example, is completely volunteer run, which is a feat into itself. And then we have a whole fleet of volunteers that help in our office doing administrative duties that help the rest of our team in huge ways. And we have another invaluable group of volunteers that help with patient care. And a lot of what they do is companioning patients in their homes or in their assisted living facilities. But the most common thing that they're doing right now that we have the most common request for is for caregiver respite, which is a huge task and something that, I mean, you couldn't ask somebody to do this unless they've already, you know, given part of themselves to be there, to be a volunteer. And that's what's really amazing about this community, I think, is that hospice heart, that volunteer heart. And we saw that this year, most certainly, when Fairbanks turned out to donate so many plants to make this sale happen. And I think not just because Fairbanks expects this sale to happen no matter what, because they've always seen it happen no matter what. But they know how important it is and the value of hospice to this community. I think it's amazing that just in my time at hospice that I've seen volunteers who overlap at different agencies. You know, they're not just volunteering here at this one place. They're, you know, the same volunteers that actually the same volunteer we have right now who's answering phones at hospice works multiple days a week serving food at the breadline. We have volunteers that help out at other agencies across the community. These are the folks who are helping make this community our community. This is why people move from out of state to be here and never leave. It's how special this community is.
You're the basis of Fairbanks. You're ground zero Fairbanksons.
It's a pretty amazing place. So I love events like this. This is where we really get to see some of the most beautiful pieces of Fairbanks.
Tell us how you really feel.
I love Fairbanks.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Some of the world's finest beer and great food. Silver Gulch offers that and more in the heart of the historic Fox Mining District. Silver Gulch has been brewing our favorite beers for many years, and they apply those same standards of perfection with every meal served. The menu is exciting, creative, and delicious. Silver Gulch Brewery. This is what good is all about. Call 907-452-BREW for reservations. Silver Gulch in historic downtown Fox.
Urinary issues can be stressful. It can feel embarrassing to deal with. Frequency, urgency, dribbling, leakage, traveling becomes frustrating. My name is Dr. Tony Nima. I'm a urologist at Fairbanks Urology. I want to help my patients get the best care and give them access to the latest procedures with the least amount of side effects. I love being someone that people can count on. It gives meaning to my career and makes every day feel like I'm with family.
Find them at fairbanksurology.com.
Weather brought to you by Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing, offering 24-hour service from Salcha to Nanana and no mileage charge on callouts. The Bigfoot with the helping hand. Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing.
KFAR weather.
Cloudy skies expected today with scattered rain showers likely. Highs level off around 61. East winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight, chance for scattered rain showers, lows around 43. Partly cloudy tomorrow, chance for scattered rain showers, highs level off around 65.
And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have in the studio with me Althea St. Martin, Nikki Curtis, Sarah Mills, and Leah Hill. Now, Althea, tomorrow at 9 o'clock, what starts?
The plant sale, the hospice plant sale.
Plant sale. The best this plant sale in the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, we just got the word on that. We had a sales rep come up, and he was telling us all, or we were telling him all about the program. He could not believe that a program like this could be run by volunteers, could be this big, and could last over 40 years. So he decided that he really wanted to see if this would be possible elsewhere, but he didn't know that the volunteer base would be possible. And that was my point. This is Fairbanks.
You know, it seems like every Fairbankson is on 2 to 3 other volunteer organizations. Mm-hmm. Just natural.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Boy, like you said, people who volunteer with your organization, Breadline, Food Bank, mm-hmm. Kiwanis, Lions, things like that.
Yeah.
So, but tomorrow at 9 o'clock, what if I wanted some Thai basil?
Which kind of Thai basil would you like?
It's just a sample question. Don't be a smart patooey. What if I wanted radishes?
Now, those you got to plant yourself because they don't transplant well.
I knew I'd get her. Mm-hmm. What if I wanted tomatoes?
You'd have a hard time selecting which ones you want, and usually you end up with twice as many as you wanted because you wanted to try them all.
You know, I'm a great gardener. I really am. Every Saturday, I go to the farmer's market. I'm a great gardener. But I love growing my herbs. I love growing my herbs. I enjoy it so much. It's my thing. You know, it's out on my deck. You know, it's part of my ambiance. I get to harvest my own tasty things here and there. And it's just, you know, June, July, August, into September. But it's my 4 months.
And isn't it nice to be able to just go out your door and say, oh, yeah, I don't need to go to the store.
And Fairbanks, I got my French tarragon again, because you can't get this anywhere in town. But that's what's so fun about the plant sale. There's things there that you're going to see, you're going to say, I never heard of that before. I got to try this. It exposes you to things you've never seen before. I was just, you know, every time I go there, again, 45 minutes walking through, I don't care if I don't get something. And then another half hour really picking, wow, okay, I missed this. Mm-hmm. That's how I do it.
We have a lot of people that come and visit the greenhouse just to smell green.
And then the people, this is Fairbanks, the people you're going to meet and see and say hello to.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a social happening.
Yeah.
I mean, people start lining up at 7 o'clock in the morning. They have their coffee pots. They have their wagons. They bring their lawn chairs because they want to be first in line.
Yeah.
And these people have been gathering for 40 years. I mean, it is a reunion out there that happens. But we also, it's almost to the point where we need police supervision because there is just such a huge crowd.
I can arrange that. You know, don't make me get the CERT team, the state emergency response team out there. I can do that.
One of the other things that's really phenomenal about the sale, though, is all of the perennials that we have are dug out of local gardens.
Wow.
So you know that they are hardy, that they are Alaskan. They've already gone through a winter. They are Alaskan tough. Mm-hmm. And you're not going to get that kind of a selection anywhere because so many things are brought in from outside.
Mm-hmm. Nikki, how long have you been with hospice?
With hospice, I've been there almost 3 years. 3 years. But I've been working at the hospital for over 20 years.
Nursing. An endeavor that's never finished.
No.
And then Sarah from North Pole.
That southern accent, did you notice?
How long have you been with hospice?
5 years officially, permanently, and then I came as a traveler in 2012 from North Carolina.
North what?
North Carolina, not North Pole.
Okay.
But
you live in North Pole now?
Yes, sir.
You like that North thing?
It must be.
Okay. Okay. And you're the nursing manager?
Yeah.
So how many charges are you in charge of?
Mainly my nurses and the office staff and volunteer coordinator.
How many hours a week do you put in?
About 40, but being on call for staff is 24/7.
365, that's what I figured.
Yeah,
that's what
we've got a good team, so.
Leah, how do you go about finding volunteers?
Well, it takes a magic wand, first off. But honestly, I haven't had to look for a single volunteer. Honestly, just fallen out of the sky. That's why it feels like magic. They have approached me and just wanted to be a part of this program. It's kind of amazing. So I haven't had to look for volunteers, but if I were going to, I would, do something like we're doing tomorrow. We're going to have an informational table at the plant sale with some information about volunteering. So people can learn about that there, since that's a question. We're going to have one of our volunteers who will be working that table to give some information about his experience as a volunteer. He's been with us for almost 2 decades, serving patients and helping in the office, and so he's got a lot of experience to talk about.
Nikki, when a family first comes in, where do they start?
So typically we get a referral. So from they've seen their physician or they've been in the hospital, and either it's been decided that they want to go this direction or they want to get more information from our team. So with that referral, we can do one of two things. We can go in and admit if everyone's on board and bring them on to our service, or we can just go in, we can meet them in the hospital, we can meet them in their home, and just give information about what our program provides. So that helps to kind of make that decision. So that's generally the starting place.
What are some of the things your program provides?
So it's, again, it's end-of-life care. So we're providing symptom management, which can be through medications or other non-pharmacological, helping with getting equipment so that they're positioned right, to be more comfortable, so that they don't have to walk very far to use the bathroom. But then we have, so we have our nurses that visit, we have our nurses on call 24/7, we have our nurses' aides that go in and help with bathing or whatever they might need, providing support to the family, and the social workers also helping with resources. And Leah kind of already talked about the volunteer support, and then the chaplain provides spiritual support and bereavement after the family's loved one has passed.
Well, is there any mental health services for the people that work with hospice? Because you're in a service where there's no victories per se, sadly.
Yeah, so we do, I think we try really hard to consider that with our team. We meet every 2 weeks as a team. That's part of the requirement for hospice, to talk about the patients, but we talk about the deaths and what went well and all of those things. So we support each other in that way. But we also try to have what we call
solace seekers.
So that's our time to come together, and it's sort of outside of work, and mm-hmm. we do something fun. We did a paint night. We've done a barbecue. We make cookies at Christmas time. But that's us coming together. We can talk about whatever we need to talk about, but we're also having fun as a team.
Good way to do it. Sarah, what made you choose Fairbanks, Alaska?
I think Fairbanks chose me. It kind of hooked me in. In 2012, when I came up as a travel nurse, it was October, and didn't know what I was going to get
myself into. That's a great time to come up, yeah.
So there was already snow on the ground, and come break up, I felt like I was living in a junkyard. I was like, wow, I never knew that was around there, but, you know, then cleanup day happens, so that makes the city beautiful again. But no, I love the way Fairbanks treats everybody, and with hospice, it's a small hospice, and you know, we get to know our patients and families, and not only serving them but possibly serving them again on down the road. So it's been a great experience, and I love it.
It's interesting how the Fairbanks Memorial Hospital and its outreach systems are the core of this town. If you look at it that way, then forget them being the largest employer. Look at everyone who they touch and how they touch them and how often they touch them. And it's a community operated, owned, however you want to classify it. You know, you don't have Mellon Bank behind them in case they have a year loss. You know, so things like hospice and the volunteer system, very, very, very important. The plant sale. You're raising money to help the families do things, you know, for their family. Like you said, maybe a ticket out to the bush, maybe tickets bringing family up for that last week of life. But that's what hospice. That's what Fairbanks Memorial Hospital does. So it all rolls into one. That's why we're Fairbanksons. That's why we got you up here.
That's right.
It chose you. Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. We're going to sadly listen to some bad bumper music, The Police. Glenner put this in there, obviously. I have no idea what this is, but you're all just going to have to put up with it, as will I. Then we're going to have some Fox News, some state news, some commercials, some weather, and we'll be back.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
A deputy was found dead inside his vehicle, and now the investigation is on. The Assistant Chief Thomas Diaz with the Harris County Sheriff's Office gives details.
Sheriff's Office received a phone call from a concerned citizen. We'd like to highlight that it was a citizen who helped us discover this deputy, and we're just really thankful that we have people in the community that are still willing to make those phone calls and take an extra step.
Police have yet to identify that sergeant. In New York City, they've outlawed discrimination based on height, weight, or other physical attributes. Mayor Eric Adams signing it today.
This intro 209-8A prohibits discrimination on the basics of a person's height or weight or any other physical appearance.
This new law will go into effect later this year. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
The Fairbanks Daily Newsminer reports that Fairbanks veteran organizations are gearing up for Memorial Day events on May 29th, including breakfast, a military flyover, and speeches from Alaska U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan and Fairbanks Mayor David Pruse. All events are open to the public, according to Walter Watts Jr., quartermaster for Veterans of Foreign Wars, Post 3629. Events will be held throughout Memorial Day at cemeteries and parks in Fairbanks, beginning with a continental breakfast at 9 a.m. at American Legion Post 11, located at 129 First Avenue. At 10 a.m., Veterans Memorial Park, the national anthem will be performed by VFW Auxiliary National Vocalist Willa Watts, and a Memorial Day proclamation from Governor Mike Dunleavy will be read. Senator Sullivan and David Pruse will also speak at Veterans Memorial Park. At noon, a military flyover featuring F-35 jets will be seen over Birch Hill Cemetery, along with speakers from VFW Post 3629 and Eielson Air Force Base. Another ceremony will take place at Northern Lights Cemetery at 1:30 p.m. and Golden Heart Plaza at 2:30 p.m.
Online at KFAR660.com.
We need cars. That's right. We need up to 150 quality used vehicles to fill our lots, and we'll pay you top dollar. Why trade that clean used car to a dealer or go through the hassle of selling it yourself? Just stop into Affordable Used Cars. You'll get a quick 10-minute appraisal on your vehicle. It's that easy. Plus, at Affordable Used Cars, our sales staff will make sure you always get a hassle-free experience. Remember, nobody beats an affordable deal. Nobody.
The Fairbanks Clinic has been here for you since 1932, the year Amelia Earhart completed the first female nonstop solo flight across the Atlantic, the year BBC aired their first television broadcast. That was over 90 years ago, and they're still here, still taking care of you and your family. That's the Fairbanks Clinic in their beautiful building at the corner of Cushman and Gaffney. Call and schedule your appointment today with their family care practice. That's the Fairbanks Clinic, here for you since 1932.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Pruse in the studio here with Althea St. Martin, Nikki Curtis, Sarah Mills, and Leah Hill. Now, Althea, how long does it take to put together a plant sale? I mean, where do you start?
You start in the month of September or October.
Well, of course you do.
Because I'm ordering, you know, hundreds of different types of seeds, and I always try to get the 30% off sales.
Yeah.
And so we order those really early. We have to put in our plug sale, which is a lot of our flowers, a lot of our herbs. We buy those as small plants, and we have to get that order in October or November, so they have time to grow it out and time to ship it to us. So it's really a half a year project, but the last month is pretty darn intensive.
When do you start gearing up this side of the calendar?
This side of the calendar, we actually open the greenhouse usually the end of March. So we've got about 10 weeks.
Heat it up, get it going.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. How many people does it take to make all the plants, you know, watering, growing seeds?
Oh, it's absolutely an amazing, I mean, it's like a beehive in there a lot of times. But we have probably 100 volunteers that help out. And we find a lot of our volunteers are actually people that have been touched by hospice.
Yes.
They've either lost a loved one, have known about it, or just kind of want to be involved in it to kind of softly hear about the program before they actually make an inquiry.
Do you have any wonderful sponsors that help you through this?
We do. And this year, We have hundreds of volunteers and supporters because we had most of the greenhouses in town gave us all of their excess plants.
Wow.
And that was one of the things that that seed representative that was here was saying, you know, that's pretty bizarre. We had
in Montana it might be.
Yeah. And we had one greenhouse that also had a furnace failure. And he was told that other greenhouses chipped in and helped that flower shop. And he goes, that's just absolutely unheard of. And to us, that seemed pretty logical. Somebody needed help, we reached out. So we had more sponsors this year that brought in more plants, more new volunteers. I mean, the whole program, it was like the phoenix rises from the ashes. Mm-hmm. We rose from the ice cubes. And it was just a rebirth 6 weeks, or no, it was about 5 weeks into growing season when we lost everything.
And half-wasted part.
Within a week, we were almost back to that full that we were before. So it's just, I mean, we had people calling in from Wasilla, is there anything that I can do? Where can I donate money? Where can I donate a shovel that I don't use, a lawnmower that I don't use, a compactor? I mean, do you take this? Do you take this? We take everything.
Compactors too?
We've got a compactor that's a really super cool one.
I feel like Tim the Tool Man Taylor.
Well, speaking of tools, we carry all kinds of garden tools and garden ornaments, extra pots, ceramic pots. We've even got a free pile of stuff that we don't use that all of our beginning gardeners can grab some stuff and get started at a low cost.
I'd be looking for your garden ornaments, you know, those little things that you... They give personality to your yard.
Yes, a little frogs and gnomes.
Yeah. Well, that too. Now let's go back to the basics. It's tomorrow. Starts at what time?
Starts at 9 o'clock.
What's the address?
The address is 2000 Turner Street, intersection of 20th Avenue and Turner.
This has been going on for 40 years now.
40 plus years, yep. It started out... In Nikki's friends, her mother started with the original core group of this, and they had it in somebody's backyard, and they made $150 or $300. We're not sure. Everybody has a different story. But it started very small, and somebody kept it in their yard for a long period of time.
You know, knowing what happened, being at Fairbanks, and it's probably $150, and a few people pulled out $10 bills and threw it in the pot, too, you know. It grew, yeah, there we go. We're not stopping. Now, you're going to find vegetables, perennials. Your hanging baskets are ready to go.
Yes, and they're beautiful this year.
And then you got trees. What sort of trees you got there?
We've got all sorts of trees. We got a lot of... We got a batch in yesterday, and I'm not sure exactly what, but one of the big things we've got this year that everybody asks for is ferns.
Ferns?
And we have beautiful selection of ferns this year. Lots of lilies, just lots of perennials that we didn't think were going to come up in time for the sale. Yeah. And with this warm weather, they have just really popped. And so just in the last week, we've like doubled the number of perennials that we've gotten in.
Wow. Okay. Garden tools, what sort of garden tools are you looking at?
Shovels, trowels, hoses, pots. Just there's an assortment of everything. Anybody that moves out of Fairbanks, I think, leaves their stuff with us. But we're a big recycler.
Are you trying to tell me you're hoarders? Nikki sort of go, well.
Check out the yard.
Upon reflection, we could be classified as hoarders, but it's our plant sale. Okay.
One of the big things that volunteers spend time on is just sorting pots. You know, there are four different sizes of 4-inch pots. Now, how that happens, I don't know. But all of those pots, we make sure that we get them organized so that we can use them and also so the community can use them. So a lot of the times when people are bringing in different plants that they've grown, they come in and get the pots and the dirt and then go transplant it and bring it in. So we have all different kinds of resources there.
Now, Leah, tomorrow you're going to have a booth set up.
Yes.
What's going to be at the booth?
We've got a table that's got all kinds of information, not only about hospice, but also about home health, which we overlap with under home services. And some of the information that our social workers at hospice provide our patients that's just good information for anybody to have, like information on power of attorney, on just some fun things that you could do before you get old, I believe is...
Wills and things like that, yeah.
Well, more fun than that.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, yeah. Just some kind of future planning things to think about. Some information for veteran benefits, things like that. So some really good information about future planning. Never too early to think about that stuff because, as someone in our office used to say, we all get a turn. So, and you never know when that happens. So it's good to plan for the future.
Nikki, Tuesday morning, 8 a.m., all this is over, but your job doesn't stop.
No, we, and it doesn't stop even tomorrow, right? So mm-hmm. we've got our nurses out there all weekend working with our patients, and so, like I said, we're 24/7, 365.
Sarah, same thing.
Yes, sir.
You start again tomorrow morning with your nursing manager, your people.
That's right.
How many people are under hospice right now? Care.
We'll say around 40.
Okay. That's a lot of people to be providing this level of service because every level of service is different. There is no same old, so to speak.
Right.
So how do you keep track of that?
Well, we have a roster that we go by in the office, and each nurse is assigned. They're called nurse case managers, and they're assigned patients. So they have their own caseload of patients.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a morning meeting, a morning huddle in the mornings, and find out where everybody's going to be going and if anybody needs any help with anything.
So this is a daily review, upgrade decisions every day.
Every day.
There's no like, okay, we're going to go through Monday through Friday and we'll pick it up back up next Monday. Tuesday's a different day.
Mm-hmm.
Huddle. What are we doing? How are we doing it? Who needs this now? There is no waiting for Thursday or Friday. It's now or in an hour.
Right.
So,
I think that's what's kind of beautiful about hospice work is it forces you to be in the moment, and it forces you to be in the moment with your patients, with their families, and I mean that's something that we train our volunteers into is that's the kind of life caregivers and patients are living, is that it's in the moment and you're appreciating everything you've got. And so it kind of transfers over to, I think, our staff. And that's what a lot of us have said, is that it's really life-affirming work. It's not as I think depressing as a lot of people might think it is. It's mm-hmm. a lot more life-affirming and makes you feel really lucky for what you've got.
Darn it, we missed a phone call. If that person wants to call back, please call back. Sorry about that. We get into these conversations, and I don't want to interrupt the conversation. So simple as that. But what we're going to do now, we're going to take a commercial break. Fairbanks, you're listening to KFAR Radio. We are looking at the hospice plant sale tomorrow, which starts at what time?
9 o'clock.
What's the address?
2000 Turner Street.
But we got the phone call back. So we are going to take a phone call. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
David, this is Dan.
Hello, Dan. How are you doing?
Just one little point. Both my parents were helped out with my hospice, not in this town, but in other areas. Something that maybe wasn't touched on, or maybe I was out of the truck for a minute. Discuss for people who don't know the cost factor when hospice comes to help.
That's a great idea. We have not done that yet. Nikki, could you bring us through the cost factor when hospice comes to help?
So hospice is essentially 100% covered. We don't...
There is no cost factor for the patient.
Exactly. We go by Medicare guidelines. We do bill insurance, but if you don't have insurance, that's not prohibitive.
That's amazing. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you for the phone call, Dan. Thank you for getting it out there. And that's why they're so special. And that's why they're here. And that's why I'm fortunate to have them in here. And Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
For over 30 years, Hometown Nursery has been Fairbanks' premier garden center. With 60,000 square feet of greenhouses, they have plants you can be proud of and your neighbors will be jealous of. And right now, everything store-wide is 10% off. So if you're looking for colorful perennials for your front yard, maybe a vegetable garden in your backyard, or just to beautify your outdoor patio and barbecue areas, now is the time to come to Hometown Nursery. With 10% off store-wide, you can have the garden and yard of your dreams. Located on 30th Avenue, Hometown Nursery.
When you find an automotive repair shop with service you can trust, that's a big deal. That's why so many of our Napa Auto Care Center's customers tell their friends and neighbors about us. Stop by today and pick up your referral cards. When one of your friends comes in for vehicle service or repairs, our Napa Auto Care Center will reward you.
Get your Napa referral cards today at Expressway Auto, your Napa Auto Care Center in North Pole.
Your miraculous eyes connect you to your world, bringing it into focus every moment, every task in your life. Reading a book, the street signs ahead, scanning the horizon for weather. Visit family optometrist Dr. Natalie Mackey, certified in pharmaceutical treatment of glaucoma, iritis, and more. Natalie is on your Eye Clinic of Fairbanks team of ophthalmologists, optometrists, and opticians who provide medical and surgical eye care, prescription lenses, fashion eyewear, your eye health professionals on Mini Street. Visit eyeclinicoffairbanks.com.
Weather brought to you by Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing, offering 24-hour service from Salcha to Nanana and no mileage charge on callouts. The Bigfoot with the helping hand. Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing.
KFAR Weather.
Scattered rain showers likely today, otherwise overcast. Highs around 61, winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered showers again tonight. Lows level off around 43. Overcast. Chance for scattered showers tomorrow. Highs level off around 65. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. We have in the studio with me Althea St. Martin, Nikki Curtis, Sarah Mills, and Lee Hill, talking about hospice, what they do and how they do it. Now, you used a term on me that I had to ask you three times to repeat it. Root?
Pouch.
Root pouch. Well, first of all, they're free tomorrow to everyone who shows up until they're gone. Mm-hmm. What is a root pouch?
A root pouch is this, it's like a felt basket that has handles on it. And you can plant a tomato plant in it, you can plant a zucchini in it, you can plant all your lettuce in it. But basically we get these with dirt, filled with dirt, and that's the dirt that we use in the greenhouse. But we had so many of them, and we use them like to put our perennials and stuff in. But we needed to get some storage room, and we decided this would be a great gift to give to the community for them to try. So they're actually used pouches.
I think I know what they are, yeah. Now that I ponder it, last 5 minutes. Fairbanks, Althea likes to use big words on me.
and root is a four-letter word, I know.
And Sarah's shaking her head. She can see how easy this is on David, yeah. Thank you, Sarah. What the heck. But let's go back to the cost for your services here. And if it's affordable one way or another for everyone in Fairbanks. Your services are, depending what they can do and what they can pay and their Medicare, Medicaid, whatever it is, supplemental will happen, no matter what. And that's what you do. Mm-hmm. Ready for another phone call? Okay, let's take a phone call. Good morning, you're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Mel.
Hello, Mel, how you doing?
Right. Listen, I was wondering, I had a neighbor that passed away years ago, and he had hospice care at home. Those 40 patients you mentioned, that includes the ones that are receiving hospice care at home, and what are the options for that? I'll hang up and listen.
Thank you, Mel. Nikki, what do you think? Hospice care at home?
Yeah, so that is essentially the definition of the care that we provide, is so that people can, fulfill their end of life journey, you know, wherever they want. So in comfort of their own
location
home.
That they want to
exactly.
Be
exactly. Yeah, we don't provide care in the hospital. It's home, a friend's home, assisted living, pretty much wherever you call home.
Okay. And your 40 patients right now, they're all at their home or a location. They're not at Fairbanks Memorial Hospital. You don't take care of them there.
We don't. One exception to that is what's called a respite program. So if there's a need, some sort of caregiving situation, or maybe the family needs to leave town for a few days, we can have them taken care of over at the hospital for 5 days. So that's part of the partnership that we have with the hospital and a benefit of hospice care.
Hmm. Okay. And go ahead, Althea.
Working with a lot of the volunteers that have been touched by hospice, one of the things that they have mentioned time and time again is we wish we would have provided this service to our loved one earlier. So many people think that this is just the last few days of service. This is something that can make extend their life and their quality of life, but it doesn't have to be the last few days.
Yeah.
And that's what I constantly hear is we wish we would have got them in earlier.
Mm-hmm. That's great knowledge for the listeners of Fairbanks to know. It's an extension. Once you know, how do we make it comfortable and how can we extend your life in a comfortable way?
Mm-hmm.
Leah, how many volunteers are you working with right now, do you think?
We've currently got about just four, I believe, assignments that are volunteers that have weekly regular patients that they're visiting in their homes or in their assisted living facilities. We have other volunteers that help out on strictly a one-time visit basis. So we have one volunteer that helps. She only does patient haircuts. She learned how to do haircutting in the bush when she lived out there with her
husband.
Mine
would be pretty quickly.
Yeah, she wouldn't really know what to do with you.
Get the Norelco.
Yeah, maybe an eyebrow trim, and then she'd be on her way. But she's just excellent working with patients, meeting them where they're at, so either in their bed, in a wheelchair, able to give a haircut in a short amount of time if a patient isn't able to sit up for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on, you know, it's hair can become cumbersome when if you're bedbound or it's painful to lift your arms or something like that. So she can provide that service. We have one volunteer. The only thing he does is show out kind of on a just a last minute basis when we need somebody to, if a patient is coming on to hospice service and they need to kind of create some space in their home, he'll come out and help move things. He's built a ramp, he's built steps before for patients who were missing a couple steps to kind of help do whatever chores, house projects need to get done. Other volunteers that provide what's called 11th hour or vigil services, and that's a very special position. Where volunteers are especially trained for this, where they sit with patients who either have nobody to be with them when they're dying or to be with a family who's struggling closer to death. So they'll come and provide extra comfort for family or companion the person who is alone close to death. So there's a lot of different ways our volunteers provide services beyond just those weekly visits.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Sarah, you look on a daily basis the needs and you plug in your nurses for everyone.
Correct.
Are you coordinating with Leah too with what she's doing?
Yeah.
When a person's under hospice care, about how many hours a day is a nursing practitioner in there with them?
It just depends on their symptoms. Typically a nurse will visit once a week, but if there's symptoms that aren't controlled or say there might be a wound that needs more attention throughout the week, then we go more frequently. There are those cases where a daily visit might be in store. So, yeah.
You're adaptable to every patient and what they need.
We are.
Hmm. Nikki, you have how many people that you direct? 129?
Around 100 in the total.
Yeah. I imagine I exaggerated.
Just a little. So my current position at the hospital includes five different departments. So that's home health and hospice, which we've been talking about, mostly hospice today, also palliative care, and then our medical surgical unit. So the one thing that's nice about that is we do get a lot of patients that transfer from being in hospital care and then over to hospice. So there's that kind of continuity of care factor.
Okay. And tomorrow, what time does it all start?
It's a shotgun start at 9 o'clock.
And that means that get in line early so you can get in there early.
We have some people that traditionally get there about 7, 7:30. They bring their coffee. They bring their breakfast. They bring all of their friends. And, I mean, it's a
block party.
It is a block party. And the neighbors even, I mean, you consider that for 2 hours we block every street within two blocks of the greenhouse. And the neighbors are like, when's the sale going to be? I can't wait. So it is such a community event, but it is like a big party that everybody appreciates. Everybody has taken part in it. And it's just a fun day.
Leah, have you ever put your table for volunteer information there before?
We've had information about volunteering there before, but we're trying to expand our information a lot more this year since we've had questions at the sale before. So we're trying to anticipate what questions might be there. But I think this is the first time we've had a real live volunteer at the event. And he's been dubbed our official volunteer liaison. So he's going to be excited to talk about his experiences.
These are some big words, volunteer liaison. You're in Fairbanks, Alaska. Volunteer liaison.
I know. My dad was a librarian, so it comes naturally.
Sarah, have you ever been to the plant sale?
Yes.
What's your favorite aspect you like going in there to get?
I like the flowers.
I thought you were going to go after
I'm not stealing your herbs.
Don't be doing that.
I only grow a special herb, but they
don't
there.
So there's a few other locations in town. And Nikki, I'm sure you've been there many, 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 many times. What's your favorite part of the plant sale?
I think it's the chaos, actually.
You're right.
It is. It's like Althea said, they get there the same time as me, the patrons, and they're waiting, and we're setting up, and they're just quietly waiting. But then as soon as it starts, it's just like you can't be prepared enough for what's about to happen, you know. All the cashiers and everyone's coming at you, and then you just got to adapt, and, okay, I'm going to go start adding up, you know, what people have, and just, I don't know, it's just fun because you're seeing people from the community that you know, and everyone's happy because they love the event, they love to support hospice, and it's just awesome.
Althea, we have about a minute left. How do you want to end it? First of all, thank you for coming in, what you do, what your group here with Nikki, Sarah, and Leah do for Fairbanks. Thank you for bringing them in. Ladies, very nice meeting you, and thank you for putting up with me for the most part.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I think we'd want to just end it with a big thank you to this community. I mean, from the greenhouses to personal people that grew extra stuff, it was so heartwarming to be there. It was absolutely amazing to be in the greenhouse and just see a line of people with their favorite flowers that they wanted to donate. And it could only happen in Fairbanks. I don't think that you could do this anywhere else. We've got more flowers and more plants this year than we have ever had. And like I said, it's everybody's favorite, so it's a great place to shop this year.
And everyone gets a free root
pouch.
I just don't use that term often, if not ever. so it's a root pouch.
It's a root
I know
pouch.
What it is. I think I know what it is. But there's things I know. There's things I think I know. There's things I don't think I know. There's things I think I don't ever want to know. And there's things I think that don't tell me because then they'll have to kill me. But a root pouch, that's something else. You all have a great weekend, Fairbanks. It's a 3-day weekend. I will see you on Tuesday. And participants today, thank you so much for being here. So appreciate it.